Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee's Public Safety and Health Committee approved a plan yesterday to penalize spectators at illegal street races. Under the new ordinance, any spectator at a street race could receive a fine of $20 to $400. The proposal now heads to the full Common Council. And the six-block stretch of State Street in downtown Milwaukee that is now a one-way street will be converted to two-way under a new proposal now under consideration by Milwaukee's Common Council. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman has spent nearly as much on printing expenses and postage as he has on his reelection campaign since the beginning of last year. Grothman has spent more by far on mailing costs than any other congressman from Wisconsin. Grothman has spent more than $268,000 on mail-related expenses between January 1st of 2017 and March 30th of this year. The average for a Wisconsin House member during that time is less than $88,000. Here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin taxpayers spent more than $42 million on overtime pay at Wisconsin's prisons last year because of a serious shortage of corrections officers. As of last month, about 12.5% of prison jobs were vacant. State Senator John Erpenbach, Democrat from Middleton, says the reason for the staffing shortage is because of Act 10. He said Act 10 is costing taxpayers more in the long run since workers won't take the jobs because of low pay and the fact that they can't participate in collective bargaining. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee's Public Safety and Health Committee approved a plan yesterday to penalize spectators at illegal street races. Under the new ordinance, any spectator at a street race could receive a fine of $20 to $400. The proposal now heads to the full Common Council. Wisconsin taxpayers spent more than $42 million on overtime pay at Wisconsin's prisons last year because of a serious shortage of corrections officers. And the Brewers start a three-game series in Minnesota tonight against the Twins. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Mostly sunny this afternoon and then rain likely tonight. Lows tonight around 50 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Highs in the mid-60s in Milwaukee. Low 70s in Madison. And then Sunday, a 30% chance of rain with highs only in the mid-50s in Milwaukee. Mid-60s in Madison. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.